This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, you see him on MLB Network all the time. One of the truly respected journalists in the game of baseball. Been around a long time. Got a lot of contacts. John Heyman. John! It's been years, brother. What's happening, man? How are you?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Awesome.
Hey, you know, obviously want to get to Machado. A couple of questions on Harper. I don't want to put you on the spot if you don't know the answer to this, but, you know, Don Newcomb passed away today, all right?
I didn't realize that. Very great man.
92 years of age. And I heard stories of Don and, of course, all the other Brooklyn Dodgers from my dad, who's, you know, a devout Brooklyn Dodger fan, spent so many times and so many days at Ebbets Field. Can you explain to me? I know he lost 2 years of military service and several years in the Negro Leagues when he was, you know, really dominant. How is he not a Hall of Famer?
You know, I have to take a look at it. I really don't know the answer to that. We don't have a perfect record on the Hall of Fame.
I concede that.
We're not right all the time. Don Newcomb is a fabulous gentleman and really one of the greats of the game. So I don't know. I'd have to look at his stats. You make some good points there. I mean, he lost a lot of service time, and that should be taken into consideration.
It should. And, John, he comes up, and we'll get to the other guys, obviously, but 17 wins at the age of 23, 19 wins, then he goes for 20 wins. So his first 3 years, Hall of Fame trajectory, then he misses 2 years due to the military service.
Right.
You know, and then he wins 27 games when he's 30. He wins 20 the year before that. He's on the Dodgers team that finally beats the New York Yankees. That seems like a bad oversight.
I mean, he certainly was a great of the game. I mean, I guess, you know, I didn't vote when he was on the ballot, but I'm going to guess it's because of the longevity factor, and that's probably not fair because you're right. He didn't get to start till 49. The color barrier was broken in 47, but it was slow to break. Obviously, Jackie was the forerunner, and then guys started to come in slowly. So perhaps he could have played another 2 or 3 years without the color barrier and without the 2 years of military. It seems a little unfair that I haven't heard this consideration before, and I think you might have a good point.
Okay, well, certainly, 92 years is a great life. Rest in peace. One of the great a very stately kind of gentleman, and I wanted to get that out there. John Heyman's with us, of course, MLB Network, and Talking Shop here on Tiki and Tierney.
Yeah, obviously the big story is the Manny Machado deal, John, out to the San Diego Padres. And you think about, you know, the history of the Padres, and there's a couple World Series appearances there, but not anything too stellar. What does this do for the Padres? We know it's a great move for Manny Machado monetarily, weather-wise. It's being the man in a big in a market is fantastic. But what does this do to the Padres? Does this help them win?
Well, it makes them a player, that's for sure. In the free agent market, it's kind of shocking to realize that they really had never had a huge deal. They got the Will Myers thing done a couple years ago for $83 million. That was the biggest contract they ever had. And then they got $144 million for Hosmer last year. Now they've doubled that with $300 million. It's hard to believe. If you look at their payroll, it's now only up to $110 million. So that's within reason. But to spend $30 million on one player, you know, a lot of teams wouldn't do that. They wouldn't want to spend 25% or more on one player, but it certainly makes them a player, so to speak, and makes them much more interesting. They've got a lot of prospects coming, and certainly should be an interesting season for the Padres. I still think they're short to be a contender. Mm-hmm. They may look for another starting pitcher, but I give them credit for going out and doing it when a lot of teams aren't really trying their hardest. I don't want to say tanking because, you know, unless it's obvious, like the Astros for a few years or the Cubs a few years ago. I don't like to accuse anyone of that, but some teams aren't trying their hardest, and I give the Padres credit for the effort here.
You know, why the change? You know, why go from what you had been doing? I know they made a run a couple years ago with the Uptons, and it didn't work out, and they pulled the plug on that one pretty quickly. But what happened that made them want to change this philosophy on spending money?
You know, I think some of it has to do with the GM, A.J. Preller. Now, he's been there a few years, but he is kind of a big game hunter. He likes to be bold. When he first got in there, he made that move, and it didn't necessarily work out, but for Kemp. And that was bold for them at the time. And they made a few other bold moves that year, too, and they didn't all necessarily work out. But, you know, before he got there, they had no contracts even close to $83 million. I'm trying to remember. I think they had a pitcher. I'm trying to remember. Was it $50 million was their highest contract, something like that. And before him, they didn't have anything like that. And now they got an $83 million, $144 million. So some of this is about the GM. I know it's not his money, but it's about his abilities of persuasion, what he can convince the owner to try to do. And I just think that A.J. Preller is probably the key to this.
Okay, we're talking to John Heyman, and John, of course, MLB Network insider. You catch him all the time on the tube. He's been around the game for a long time, but he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You know, listen, a couple of things are clear to me. Number one, San Diego, the economics of the game let's put it this way. Let's put to rest the narrative. Let's just put that in the baseball cemetery that the system's broken. Because if it were broken, then he wouldn't have gotten the largest free agent contract in North American sports history, which he just got from the Padres. Number one, that's clear. And Harper's going to get paid as well. We'll get to him in a moment. Number two, you know, what this does here, John, it signifies a very important turning point in baseball economics that we'll pay you, but we'll no longer pay you for past performance, like A-Rod, like Albert Pujols, like Robinson Cano, like David Price, like Miggy. He's 26. He's just entering his prime. This is not a reckless signing at all, but some people think it is. I think they're lost.
You're right. He's 26 and a great player, a great two-way player, and I'm with you on that. One of the best players in the game, no question about it. I think they've made some adjustments. The algorithms, the data have shown them that don't pay the even great players who are 31, 32, like A-Rod, like Pujols was. Like Cano, I think he was 30 or 31 at the time, probably not worth it, but this is worth it, and they're going to do it when that happens. And, you know, it's going to put a little bit of dent in the claim that there's collusion or something funny going on. I will say it's been a very tough free agent market for a lot of good players. The best players, as we see, are going to get paid, and I'm sure Harper's going to do even better than this. But to still have 60 guys out there as camps open, that's a lot of guys. I don't want to say broken, but a few adjustments may be needed because Adam Jones is a really good player.
Yep, true.
Josh Harrison should have a job. I mean, they're a player. Keuchel, Kimbrel, there are guys out there that should have DeCarlos Gonzalez that should have jobs and do not.
Yeah. By the way, I think the player you were thinking about, former Ray, James Shields, signed a big deal a couple of years back with the Padres.
Oh, he did. You're right.
Right?
Yeah,
I think you're thinking about James Shields.
I think that was also A.J. Preller, though. Yes.
Yeah. So, okay.
He's the one who signed all of those big deals. But before Myers and Shields, there was a guy I think that had $50 million, and I can't remember who it was. I don't think it was PV, but they had a pitcher that I believe that signed around 50. And there was Headley was trying for a bigger contract.
Chase Headley, sure.
They were trying to debate whether to do it, and ultimately they played it conservatively and didn't, and that turned out to be the right thing to do.
Yeah, they were right with that.
Yeah, they were right with that.
The 100 RBIs.
I mean, Machado's one of the best players in the game. I mean, you can't just look at the offensive stats and say, oh, well, you know, maybe he's not. Defensively, he's the best there is. Maybe I don't want to say the best there ever was because I'm old enough to have seen Brooks Robinson, but he's in the conversation at least.
We know that Scott Boras has not taken a penny less than $300 million. So where does this thing circle? First of all, what team do you think he winds up in? What kind of money do you think he gets?
Well, I've been thinking that, and other people have as well, thinking that Philadelphia is the favorite. Yes, he's not going to get less. They've been, I believe, talking at figures over that already. That was the figure that he had turned down. In fact, that's the exact contract that he turned down from the Nats, 10 for 300. Now, sometimes people turn down a contract and they don't get that contract. There's no guarantee of that. But in this case, they're talking about contracts over the $300 million with the teams that are in. And it seems there are still five or six teams in. As of this minute, the Padres aren't completely out of it. I do think that's probably a long shot that they'd go for another $30 million plus player. But I've heard they're thinking about it, so we will see on that one. But the Phillies, I think, are the favorite. I think the White Sox liked Machado, so I doubt they weren't willing to spend $300 million guaranteed for him, so I don't think they'll do it for Harper. So I think we're looking at San Francisco, Washington, and Philadelphia as the favorites. And, it's unlikely someone comes out of the woodwork at this point, a mystery team, but I'm not going to rule anything out. I don't know. I mean, I know the Dodgers are going to get knocked for seeing the little Padres making a bigger signing than they've ever made, but I don't think that'll spur the Dodgers to do anything. That's just not their thing.
Yeah, no, especially after being in the World Series the last couple of years. You know, John, when you think about those other free agents that you were just mentioning, not the Machados, not the Bryce mm-hmm. Harpers, who we saw this last year. They sat for a while. They had to do their own spring training. It was kind of embarrassing if you think about it. And why is this happening?
Well, there are a lot of factors. I mean, obviously the union's going to think that it's on the teams and that the teams are doing whatever they can to keep the salaries down and keep the profits up. And yet last year was the fourth time in the last 50 years that the salaries actually went down. And this year could be the fifth time in 51 years. We will see. That's not settled yet. Obviously all the figures aren't in yet. But it is a bit unusual to see salaries go down when the profits are up. The CBA certainly is a factor. I know that the union didn't think it was going to be, and maybe they would argue that it still isn't. But it does seem to be, whether it's just an excuse or whether there's some reality to it, their teams are trying very hard to stay below that luxury threshold. It was 197, I believe, last year. It's going to be 206 this year. But teams do not like to go above it. The Red Sox went the most above it, and they end up having to pay a $10 or $12 million tax. Big deal. They won the World Series. So it was certainly well worth it for them to do that. But there is a major aversion to going over that tax. People don't like to pay tax. You know, that's like it is in the real world. But, you know, the Red Sox, they paid the most, $10 million. Big deal. I mean, they won the World Series.
I hear you.
$10 million, what is that? That's like a number four starter, right?
It's worth it. There's no doubt.
Absolutely worth it. Now, you know, obviously the Nats are the other team to go over. They had a disappointing season. They may regret going over, but, you know, they're probably paying a tax of $5 million or less. So, you know, it's worth going for it. I got that the Dodgers and the Yankees got below it to reset their tax because they've gone over it so many years in a row that their tax was high. I got that. But then they didn't go out and play for the big guys this year. And the Cubs, to say they don't have the money, I think Tom Ricketts, the owner, said that yesterday. It's mm-hmm. unbelievable. Don't have them. They're the Cubs. They're printing money. Come on.
Yeah.
So I can see why the players are annoyed. We don't have any evidence of collusion, but it is a little weird. Last year, yes, J.D. Martinez, who was a key to their World Series championship in Boston, didn't sign until February 28th. Jake Arrieta didn't sign until March 12th. And even with Machado, we still have Harper. I think that's going to go within the next week, though. But Keuchel and Kimbrel and several others. So it's a repeat of last year.
Yep. You mentioned Adam Jones, Cargo, et cetera. Yeah. We got it. 10 seconds, literally 10 seconds. Bruce Bochy, a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
I agree.
I do believe so. Three World Series. The other nine managers with three World Series wins are in, so he should be too.
I agree. Tony La Russa, Sparky Anderson's got three. Good stuff. John, good to communicate again. Good to have you back on the show, buddy. I know we'll catch up down the road. Thank you.
Yep, great to be back. See you.
There you go. John Heyman, MLB Network Insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.